In the 1970s, Marcus Welby, M.D. was a television mainstay. Every week, actor Robert Young would dispense fatherly advice along with a little medical wisdom as America's reliable family doctor.
Because, gentlemen, we don't treat fingers or skins or bones or skulls or lungs. We treat people.
Of course, Marcus Welby was a doctor with a private practice, but times are changing.
Younger doctors want what we call a new social contract. They don't feel obligated to this Marcus Welby archetype.
That's Charles Carpenter. He's the president of the Medical Advantage Group. Carpenter's been studying a trend in Michigan of physicians moving away from private practice to working for hospitals. He says young doctors would rather get a paycheck from a hospital than run a private practice as a small business. Hospitals are also in the hiring mode. In 2004, 83,000 doctors were employed full or part-time by U.S. hospitals. In 2011, that number rose to 115,000. A survey by the American Medical Association found three-quarters of hospital administrators plan to hire more physicians this year. Why is this happening? Charles Carpenter says one reason is hospitals are worried about the future of healthcare reform. He says hospital administrators fear tighter controls on healthcare spending will drive down demand for hospital services.
And so they're all engaged in defensive hedge strategies to shore up their market share. And one of the ways to do that is to employ the physicians that are responsible for the referrals into your facility. So you buy your marketing channel.
For doctors, rising technology costs and lower insurance reimbursements are a factor making hospital work more attractive. Nearly 30 years ago, Dr. Tim Wellmeyer bought into a private practice in Holt, just south of Lansing. But Dr. Wellmeyer has joined the ranks of doctors getting a paycheck. He and his partners recently agreed to let McLaren Healthcare buy their practice. He says McLaren made them a good offer that will make it easier for the doctors to serve the patients they've taken care of for decades. Wellmeyer says one change is they are now referring patients to specialists affiliated with McLaren instead of Sparrow Hospital, which they have often worked with in the past.
We still use specialists of both hospitals. We're moving slowly to getting more referrals into the McLaren system, but it's a transition. It's not something that you can turn the switch off and do that because people have relationships with those doctors.
But what happens to the trend of doctors moving from private practice to hospital employee if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down the federal health care law, or if a new Congress or a new president reverses course? Well, probably nothing. Brian Peters is with the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. The association looks out for the interests of Michigan hospitals.
Federal health care reform has only accelerated the trends that were already ramping up here in the state of Michigan because of the private sector, because of demands of the employer community.
Peter says the private sector is driving changes in healthcare spending and will continue to do so whether federal healthcare rules stay as they are or change. He says in the end, it will be up to hospitals and doctors to work together to make the system work. Oh, by the way, remember Marcus Welby? At the end of the TV series, even good old Dr. Welby moved his private practice to a hospital. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.